Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I tell people to this day, like, I've never been more prepared for a game ever on any level in my career than being with Josh McDaniels. But he didn't have that extra factor that would make guys want to run through a wall. When it really gets tough and it's hurting, you can't go anymore, and you just want to stop. There are some coaches that or teammates that are bigger than you, and you just throw yourself in front of there, you jump on that grenade, and you just – it doesn't matter what happens to you because it's for a bigger cause. And I think he – I don't think – he was there with Belichick. He got all the knowledge. And Belichick kind of seems like standoffish, but a lot of guys that I know that have played with him, like when it's one-on-one with them, he's relatable. You can talk to him. And I don't think Josh McDaniel learned that yet.
There you go. That was DJ Williams there, Jack. Played under Josh McDaniels. He can't even get his name right. Played under him in Denver. We're back.
Linebacker.
Marks and Reese. Yeah, I mean, he said at the start that he's never been more prepared for a game from a coach, but then he just wasn't relatable and he didn't feel like he could talk to him on a personal level. Mm-hmm. And he wasn't a guy who, when things got rough and things got tough, where you could really kind of draw back and go for him. Yeah. Like he said, he would never run through a brick wall for Josh McDaniel. So, I mean, listen, being the most prepared he's ever been as a player, that's good, right? Well, at least he knows that
it doesn't. I mean, listen, it. Like I said, 10 years ago, the way a person is, to think somebody doesn't evolve over a decade, and to hold down that job in New England, the position that he held down. If he was still having issues relating to being relatable to players, being able to get the most out of players, coaching up guys, gaining the respect of players, I just don't think he would have held that position down for a decade. I just don't. So I'm less concerned about what went on in Denver. I truly am. Probably a little more concerned about what happened with the Indianapolis situation. But that's why – you sit down and you go, you talk to him and you get a feel for him as much as you can. And maybe that's why that was a 9-hour interview. Because there were a lot of things they wanted to dive into and get a feel for. And what's he like to work with? How would he handle this situation versus that situation? I mean, you think Doug would have been ready to be a head coach at 33?
No.
He was still coaching Louisiana high school, wasn't he?
I think he was still playing.
Yeah, he's still playing.
Wait,
yeah.
That's when the Packers would call him at the end of August.
Yes, that's when it'd be like, well, damn it, we can't find anybody to be the backup here.
He's still
Doug!
Playing, so.
Right now, I just can't wait to get off this phone call.
So, you know, maybe he's gotten better. Listen, if they don't feel that he has, he's not going to get the job.
No.
If they don't feel, they don't have a good feeling coming out of the interview process with him, then he won't get the job.
I'm not pro McDaniels, but I will say the fact that the Colts, a team that I view as a smart organization, they hired him. That has to tell you something. I mean, Frank Reich's gone there, but also that team was in a pretty good position, even without Frank Reich there.
Like they got good players. Their GM has done a good job picking players, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, all right, let's go to the phones. We have Mark. Mark is in Northeast Philly. Hi, Marky.
Hey, guys. So, get this mask off my face. Anyway,
Yeah, I just want to talk about Ian McDaniels in here. You can't bring the cowboy in. Sometimes you do anything to win, and sometimes that thing is cheat. And, hey, if he can bring an edge to the Eagles, let him bring the edge. Make a fine. You're going to pay some of these players extraordinarily high amounts of money and pay some one way or the other. It's like taking a run at the goalie.
But, Mark, you're breaking up a little bit there. We'll try back in a second. Nick in the Chamonix. Nick, go ahead.
Hey, guys. How we doing?
What's up, Nick?
What's up, Nick?
How are you?
So I had said that I'm in on Josh McDaniel. What I also mean is I'm not out. You know, I'm not going to sit here and label him as, like, this grandiose cheater who's been pulling the strings and defacing the NFL for years and years. But I think what this hire would really mean is Jeffrey wanting to get away from any semblance from Andy Reid. Not because he's a bad coach, but just because we got to stop trying to reach for something that we already lost. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
So, like, so when I think of Josh McDaniel, I think of a guy who led an offense, even though Tom Brady was there, but led an offense that won so many Super Bowls. And I don't see what the problem with that is, especially after the terrible offensive season we just had.
Right. Well, I mean, I would counter that and say that it's not a bad thing he was with Tom Brady for all those years, but, like, does that mean that one of the reasons why they were successful with Tom Brady is because of Josh McDaniel's coaching, or that Tom Brady's just the best quarterback ever?
I think it's a combination of two. I'm not going to sit here and say that Josh McDaniel is the greatest offensive mind on the planet, but, you know, a player can – yes, it's Tom Brady, great caliber player, greatest quarterback I've ever seen in my lifetime, but that can – I feel like can only take you – so far without any sort of coaching whatsoever, without any sort of offensive scheming whatsoever, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I agree. And listen, they've managed to win. Yeah, Brady has to pull the trigger, but you also have the play design. Brady's not designing the plays. He didn't design the offense. The offense. So, yeah, he has to execute the offense and make the throws, but you also have to have schemes that get guys open and accentuates their best abilities as opposed to asking them to do things they aren't very good at doing. And that's what Josh McDaniels was able to do, not so much with the Brady aspect of the offense, but what about the lack of explosive weapons and tremendous talent at the skill positions? That's where he should get credit as an offensive coordinator. I would imagine it's a lot easier to be an offensive coordinator of Tyreek Hill and Travis Kelce, you know, if you got all pros at every position, than it is to have some of the guys that they had at wide receiver and running back.
What's your heartbreak, Nick?
So going a little bit more recent with this one, how about a couple years ago watching Kawhi Leonard's last second shot just hang on the net for what seemed like an eternity before finally going in?
Yeah, it's a good one, Nick. Thank you. Appreciate it. No, Jack, you don't.
Nah, it's not real.
That's not real?
It's not real. That's not a real heartbreak.
Because you didn't believe in the Sixers.
The Sixers weren't good. The game was tied. It wasn't like they were down.
But to the Sixers Twitter people, who, by the way, I saw someone that today that was saying that they wouldn't trade Danny Green in a first-round draft pick and somebody else for Zach LaVine.
Nice.
And it's just like what? And then I'm looking at the responses, and I'm like, wait, what drugs are these people on? Mm. Anyway, that was a big deal, Jack.
I didn't, like, listen. I felt all of them. That one didn't feel as much as, like, 11, all the Phillies losses, 0-2.
Okay, I agree with that.
Like, it wasn't on the same level as the real Philly heartbreaks.
Yeah, because you didn't believe in them. That's fair. That's fair to say.
Yeah, I guess there wasn't, like, I didn't expect them to win that series.
Right. Yeah. And that plays a part of it.
The expectations for the Eagles in 2002, for the Phillies with Roy Halladay, et cetera, there was real expectations for that. It does.
Yep.
did you see what's going on with Joe Exotic?
No.
So today is the last day of President Trump's presidency. So he is expected to issue a bunch of pardons, and Joe Exotic has been begging for the pardons.
Yeah, not gonna happen, Joe.
Well, so they have a stretched limousine that's waiting, like, across the street from the prison that he's in.
Yeah, not gonna happen, Joe. Not
official prediction.
Happen.
No, not pardoned.
Not gonna happen, Joe.
Jack.
Is there odds on it?
He certainly thinks that he's getting out.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Yeah.
As I sit here and pray, waiting that I am on the list, I ask my group of angels to please help God guide this to happen. God will be proud.
And what does he think is going to happen? Like, is the damn light switch? They're going to be like, all right, let him out. There's a process he has to go through. Yeah. What's a limo waiting outside for? How long is that going to be?
I agree with you. I don't think that they just open the door when the pardon comes
exactly,
down. There's,
yeah.
I mean, they have to go through certain processes.
There is legal processes behind it.
I would imagine.
And I also read that like he's going to have like a hairdresser and all these other people, a wardrobe person in the limo waiting for him.
Yeah, that's exactly why it's not going to happen. Yeah, you won't get to do any of that, Joe. Sorry.
Well, meanwhile, Carol Baskin's on Dancing.
Oh,
with the Stars.
Man, living life.
Yeah, making millions off of cameo messages.
Yeah, that's what Joe wants. Joe wants to get out and do that.
He must be furious.
You know he is.
Yeah, he's like, I was the star of that show.
Yeah, he's the most famous in jail. He can't even enjoy it.
Exactly.
Should they pardon him, yes or no?
No.
Jack?
No.
Why not? Carol Baskin's living free.
There's no evidence there.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, there's common sense.
Yeah, I know, but common sense was the OJ, too.
Oh, God. That's it. Out.
Other side.
Get rid of that guy.
Marks and Reese text line, the rest of your phone calls as well. Marks and Reese on 94WIP. Question today brought to you by Marks Jewelers. If you're looking at getting engaged, maybe you need your wedding bands after popping the big question. Marks Jewelers should be your first and last stop. Marks Jewelers in Montgomeryville on Route 309. It's an amazing place. Marks-Jewelers.com. The Mets today fired their general manager, Jared Porter. How long just a couple weeks, Jack, that he was the...
I think it was like 3 weeks, yeah.
Unbelievable. Apparently in 2017, when he was working for the Cubs, he sent 62 text messages and 7 photos to a reporter that weren't answered. And he kept sending them, even though that they weren't being answered. So ESPN at the time obtained the messages and the images, but the reporter did not want the story put out because she was worried about it would harm her career. So it's just, I mean, it's unbelievable. It's unbelievable. I guess you can't put it past anybody, any of these guys that have these jobs. But, you know, it's just a damn shame that women that are trying to, they're trying to you know, do a good job in reporting sports or whatever, and they still have to deal with this kind of stuff is sad. But they fired him.
Yeah, I hope it was worth it to him.
Yeah, probably not.
Because you'll never work as a GM again.
No.
Nah, that's over with. He killed himself. That's it.
Yeah, I don't know who's going to hire him after this, but...
I'll tell you, nobody.
Yeah, like in anything.
Well, I mean, not to run a professional team.
No, definitely not. All right, let's get to the Marks and Reese text line. Jack, hit it.
Text line.
Howie called me to see if I would interview, but I had to decline. I'm almost 90. They got to figure it out down there. Dick Vermeil tearing it up in New Jersey.
He's not in the
coach.
He's not in Jersey, is he? Dick Vermeil.
It was a guess.
By the way, I saw that he'll be joining, I believe, the morning show tomorrow. Yes, Dick. No, the midday show. 11 a.m. Dick Vermeil talking about Doug on Doug
okay,
Day.
Okay, coach on Doug Day.
All right.
Could it also couple as an interview with the Eagles or no?
Hey, listen, he's a culture guy, right?
Wait, hold on. At one point, you wanted to hire Larry Brown as Sixers coach. Would you rather Larry Brown as Sixers coach or Dick Vermeil?
Well, I mean, listen, if we're telling the whole story, I said to fire Brett Brown in the middle of the season and hire Larry Brown. I didn't want Larry Brown as the head coach for long term.
Oh, yeah.
We didn't know.
I didn't see a 10-year plan with Larry Brown.
Well, by the way, the plan of keeping Brett Brown, how did that work out for the 76ers?
Not great.
Did not.
It did not. What's next?
Hey, Ike. There is a guy who checks off all 10 boxes. The ultimate puppet, Jason Garrett. Dave in Marlton.
Man.
I'm surprised.
I don't know what those 10 boxes are, but.
They're not 10 boxes I'm interested in.
Yeah, I mean. Well, Jason Garrett is still with New York.
Offensive coordinator.
Yeah, they didn't fire him.
No, but I mean, if the Eagles wanted to hire him
as the head coach.
Yeah, or, you know, interview him. They've interviewed everybody else.
Listen.
Could you imagine?
No, I could not imagine. I would just want to see the reaction of this fan base if it ever got out that they interviewed Jason Garrett for the head coaching job here.
Jack, here's what we need. We need a fake report put out there that the Eagles are going to interview Jason Garrett.
I'll get Elliot to do it.
Okay, text him. See if he'll do it.
Yeah, I mean, I think that'd be great. You know, up there with the Tom Coughlin interview in 2016.
You got to get Johnny Airport to tweet it out.
Yeah, it's a little
yeah,
tough.
You got to get John Clark to tweet it out.
He's on top
of everything, man.
It's unbelievable. What's next?
What would Ike's role be in a new studio? Billy from Devon.
I'm lost.
What did he say, Jack?
Well, yesterday we were talking about John Johnson, about what his role would be in a news studio. The anchor man, the traffic guy, the weather guy, you know, investigative journalism.
The sports guy. I get to be the sports anchor.
Yes, because you were a sports anchor at one time.
I'm the former athlete that's a sports anchor now.
Yeah, like I said, John Johnson was a traffic guy.
And then John said he would get too emotional doing the traffic. If there was bad traffic, he would see it on his face when he was doing it.
The traffic guy.
I could not see him being the traffic guy.
Isn't that normally a female?
That's what I was trying to say, was that he doesn't exactly fit the type. Like, Pat Gallen did, I've seen him do traffic before. He's more of a TV guy. Like, yeah. Pat can pull off the traffic guy.
It didn't have the same effect, did it?
It did not.
Well, I mean, I thought he was too busy doing, like, hot yoga.
He doesn't do that anymore. He's the sports reporter for CBS3.
Sorry.
He's done doing the morning hot yoga and climbing rock walls.
Right, he was out. He was the guy they sent out to do everything.
Yeah, he did everything. Trapeze artist and everything else. What's next?
Looks like you'll be spooning with Sparty for the foreseeable future two times. The Reese family from South Jersey.
What? The Sagittarius comment.
Yeah.
I'm spooning with Sparty nightly. I will say, I did not get a text, so I think I'm good.
There you go.
I may have cleared it. Yes.
Yeah, but here's the other thing.
Yes.
You mean, what about me? You were insulting me, too, when I said I was a Sagittarius. What are you saying about me?
No, but it's mainly my own family. It had nothing to do with you.
All right.
You included yourself.
I know I did. I know I did. What's next?
Really enjoyed the new Marks and Reese Miss Cleo segment, guys. Can't wait till next week when you break down the Sixers roster. Elliot from Wilmington.
Oh, man. But that was fun, right?
What are you talking about?
The caller called in and said you should hire this guy because he's a, I actually wrote it down, he's a Leo.
Oh, yes.
And Andy Reid is this zodiac sign, and you don't want to hire this guy because he's this. And then we got the Pisces, and we actually, we needed a laminated chart.
Did we go down every, because I don't know all of them. Do you know all the zodiac signs?
No.
I don't know all of them.
Well, I mean, if
well, I don't, I can't name them all by it.
Sure.
I probably know them all, but I don't know where they go exactly.
Unless, for instance, you know Sagittarius because of your wife and your kids.
It has to be a family member,
Then you know. Jack is a what? What are you, Jack?
Pisces.
You're a Pisces, too. Yeah.
No, you got to give me – see, what you got to do is give the birth date, and then we figure out what sign you are.
We'll do that tomorrow.
Break it down, yeah.
In lieu of phone calls and Eagles talk.
Doug Peterson Day, we're going to do all that stuff.
Zodiac signs.
Name that zodiac sign.
What's your favorite zodiac? Oh, not my bad. I had a Two Live Crew moment there.
Wow. We even had a
Two Live Crew, Luke.
I don't remember that part, though.
What's your favorite zodiac sign?
I remember Band in the USA and before that, which I'm not going to say. What's next?
I'm sharpening my pencil right now, boys. See you soon. Matt Patricia from Bill Belichick's Guest House.
Thing with Josh McDaniels and
his coaching staff.
Well, it's also the arrogance, right? Like, the last thing I want in my city of Philadelphia with my football team that did win a Super Bowl, and I know they're not the Patriots and they haven't won six, but I don't want the arrogance of a Josh McDaniels coming in here like, oh, I'm with the Patriots, I'm Josh McDaniels. And then Matt Patricia went to Detroit and he had that Patriots arrogance about him and it rubbed his players the wrong way and he's already out. I don't want that. I don't want that. I don't need Matt Patricia here. If Matt Patricia is the defensive coordinator here this year, I'm rooting for somebody else. Just telling you.
Oh, stop it.
All right, maybe I won't do that, but I'll be mad.
Well, Darius Slay will be rooting for someone else.
Yeah, see, that's why it doesn't make sense to bring him in here as Slay.
Hey, listen, either you're an organization that's doing things because your players like or don't like it, or you're doing things that make your organization better. Make up your mind.
Yeah, but I also don't think it's smart to bring in a guy that clearly clashed with a guy he just paid a lot of money to. I don't know.
Well, I mean, I like Slay, but could he have been right about Slay?
Ooh.
Well, I mean, some guys have a high opinion of themselves based on what they used to be, based on where
they are
now.
All right.
So I don't know.
It was a personal thing.
I mean,
we
watched Slay this year. You sit here and tell me you felt like you saw big play Slay all year. We like him, but let's not act like we saw big play Slay all year.
It wasn't the big play Slay that...
I mean, just be honest.
Jack might have been closer to the reality than we were.
Yeah.
With big play Slay. He got lucky.
Look, football guy,
I
man.
I mean, 7-9 Slays.
Yeah,
Slay's
man, you were good this year.
Yeah, anything else?
Good job.
Well, except for the...
Well,
What, Justin Jefferson? You going to bring it up again?
Oh, yeah, Justin Jefferson trumps everything, Fritz.
That guy's a slot receiver. Jordan Matthews of the Bayou. That's what he is.
We got to get Jack on the record of for everything, and then we can appropriately judge him. All right, the Archie Bradley signing for the Phillies. Good?
Yeah, very good.
Very good.
Yeah. Who?
Exactly.
Don't give me
He's the new closer of the Phillies. The new closer. JT Realmuto, 5 years,
110. Yeah.
I actually think it's going to be closer to 7 years.
What?
Huh? Yeah, I think they're going to spread. I think they're going to spread the money out.
Oh, that's smart.
What to do? Like 15 a year, like Harper. Yeah.
I think they want to pay him 15 this year, and then spread it out so they don't hurt the luxury tax too much.
There you go.
Right. So you bump down the average annual value.
Did I say that from the beginning?
Yeah, but it's still annoying. It's like, I would rather 5 years, 110 than like 7, 140.
What did I say? I said it's the total
amount.
You said
space it out, yeah.
The total amount is most important. Just stretch it out.
By the way.
Come on, JT, knock it off.
By the way, because they were asking for Joe Mauer money, which was 8 years at like $30 million a year or something like that.
No.
And we knew he wasn't going to get that. But Klentak actually, again, read the market correctly. Right,
like, we're still giving him over $100 million.
Yeah, but I mean, $110 million over 7 years and give him $160
million.
Well,
he's helping him out with the years.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, everybody had a compromise. Mm. Everybody.
All right, Joey in Jersey.
You weren't going to get him at some bargain basement price because nobody else was offering.
No, but I mean, the market isn't what they were hoping for.
No. Yeah.
To push up the money as it was. Joey in Jersey. Joey, make it quick. Go ahead. Joey in Jersey, hello. Curtis in Philly. Curtis, make it quick. Hello.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Curtis.
What's up, Kurt?
Hey, man. What's up with this McDaniels thing?
What's up with it?
Why are they interviewing him?
Why? Because they're probably going to hire him as coach.
Because he's been a part of six Super Bowls?
What did he do for New England this year? How was their offense?
Not good.
Oh, it was terrible.
Yeah. I mean, you think Carson is better than Cam Newton?
Yes.
It seemed like they got the same IQ.
Yeah.
This year, they were playing on the same level.
Yeah.
No, I don't even think as bad as Carson played this year. He still played better than Cam Newton.
But Curtis, to your point. And
Cam Newton threw 8 touchdowns this year.
He's terrible.
I don't know what it was, but I mean, even as bad as Wentz was this year. I mean, Cam Newton was just basically out there to hand the ball off and run.
They
didn't want him to throw the ball.
No, they didn't. He wasn't very good at throwing the ball. I think there's something to look at Tom Brady, and when Tom Brady leaves, they don't all of a sudden it's like, wow, they have nothing on offense. They don't have any skill guys. Tom Brady covered up for their lack of skill guys for a long time, right? So how good is Josh McDaniels? By all indications, Josh McDaniels is a good coach.
Yes,
long time.
Didn't they just put up 500 yards in the Super Bowl?
Yeah. Who was their skill guys?
Brandon Cooks, Rob Gronkowski, Edelman, James White, who should have been the MVP the year before.
James White's a good part-time running back. Brandon Cooks is on his 14th or something like that.
I just said that's all I'm saying.
Coming up next is Joe Giglio riding with the King tonight.
Oh, of course. It's Tuesday.
Riding with the King. We are back tomorrow on a Wednesday. Everybody have a great night. Joe Giglio and Howard Eskin are coming up next. See you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.